what to do. Now you know this is the end.
I am so glad that song finally got recorded. That is Down Boy by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and that was my favorite Yeah Yeah song ever. And for a long time, it was just a song they would play live. But now it has been released on their Isis EP, or perhaps their Is EP, because it's a little vague on how you're supposed to pronounce it. Well, what is coming up next? Well, I'm not telling you just yet, because you are listening to Lions and Tigers and Bears, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I'm your host, Jordy Sparkle. Okay, now that's out of the way, what are we listening to next? We're listening to Ben Sinister next, a band who has been together for 7 years, but have only put together two recorded releases, to the best of my knowledge. This is TV War off of their new EP. You can probably pick it up at Red Cat or Zulu Records, should you be so inclined.
they run town to feed. We'll be right back. Down,
That is Girl Nobody, and that is off their new album, Balaclava Casino Heist. Girl Nobody was a band that I originally was not too enthralled in, and then I was like, I will give them a second chance, because they have a new album, and I am enjoying it quite a bit. I am glad that I did. It was worth the effort. In fact, it was so worth the effort that I am going to play you a second song off of the album in just a second. But what else were you listening to before Girl Nobody? The Super Fantastics, off their new album Pop-Up Book. And that song's called As the Lights Go Down. And then Go Jeff. You gotta have some exclamation marks. I can't. It's like Jeff, and I do the exclamation marks with hand motions, which you can't see. That song was the title track off of Wake Up the Dance Machine. And then Ben Sinister up before that, but I already told you all about that. So now I will just get straight to the goods. This is another track off of the Girl Nobody album. The song is called I Disappear, and it shows that they are diverse. They can do more than one sound.
Thank you.
Was Chet off of Chet's new album Fight the Darkness, and Chet will be putting on a little performance at the Victory Square Block Party, which is going to be awesome. I hope you're planning on going to it, because it's free and it's got Chet, Frog Eyes, the Choir Practice, that guy from Canned Ham is hosting. Man, I was so excited about this show, and now my mind is farting. But there's more than three bands playing. There's at least seven playing. Just because I can't remember their names right now does not mean it's not happening. I will look it up and tell you later in the show. But this is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Lions and Tigers and Bears. I hope you are enjoying the program. Right after a little PSA, we will be going into someone who is not playing at the Victory Square Block Party. Not at all. It will be St. Vincent. What were you listening to before, Chet? You might be curious. You might not. That was Mira and Spectratone International off of their new album, Share This Place. And that song was called Credo Sigalia. Good album. I would recommend it. What else have we got going on? Nothing. We're going to commercial. We don't even have real commercials, but we could.
T-shirts,
well-mannered cardigans,
pants, jackets, and underwear.
The Friends of CITR card scores you discounts at Antisocial, Berku's Angels, and Hits Boutique.
Uzbekistan prints or Rajasthan colors.
Support CITR Radio and pick up your card today.
Is red from reading your red lips. My hands are red. My hands are red from sealing your red lips.
Sealing your red lips. Sealing your red lips.
quitting. I gave up. I tried to hide.
You know what? Screw this. It's party time. Well, party as partying as 11 a.m. in the morning can get. Well, 11:40 now, but we're getting towards the end, and I haven't played a whole bunch of stuff that I want to play yet, just because, you know why? Because it hasn't fit into the programming properly. So you know what? Screw that. Now we're going to listen to MIA, and it's going to be awesome. This is $20 off of MIA's new album, Kayla.
My mind. Where played, now I give it all it takes. People on the internet, a mood like the internet. People judge me so far, cause I don't floss my teeth. I was born out of dirt, like I'm born in a skirt. I'm the little girl who make it better, what I love. I put people on the map that I'd never seen a map. I showed them something they never seen, and hope they make it back. Would you where is my mind?
That was MIA off of her new album, Kala, channeling a bit of the Pixies there. And what's coming up? There are some shows coming up. Let's see. Lightning Dust is playing with the Cave Singers at Pat's Pub on the 29th. Bert Jansch is playing at Rich's on the 30th. Magnolia Electric Company is playing at Rich's on the 31st. Treacherous Machete will be playing at the Casbah. Oh, no, wait. That's not at the Casbah, because we don't have a place called that. At Library Square at Casbah Night. People for Audio will be playing with Buffalo Swans and ESL at the Royal Unicorn on the 31st. That would be something worth checking out. Andrew Bird's playing on the 1st at Richards with Dosh. Devanda Bernhardt will be playing with Noah Georgeson at the Commodore on the 1st. Chaos will be playing with You Say Party, We Say Die at the Malcolm Bowl on the 1st. Tokyo Police Club will be playing with Immaculate Machine at the Plaza on the 2nd. Gogol Bordello will be playing at the Commodore on the 2nd. The Victory Square Block Party will be happening on the 3rd, Labor Day. And that, I did not actually find out more information for you about that. I'm sorry, but I know that Frog Eyes is headlining, hosted by the guy from Canned Ham. So it'll be hilarious in that regards. Chet will be playing, Choir Practice will be playing, lots of great bands will be playing. I just can't remember their names at the time. Art Brute will be playing that night if you're interested. Crowded House will be playing with Pete Yorn at the Orpheum. I don't know why I read that. That's probably going to be terrible. The Brunettes will be playing at the Media Club on the 5th. Justin Timberlake will be playing with Timbaland at GM Place on the 5th. Girl Talk will be playing with The Blow and Thunder Heist at the Pip Pub on the 6th. That's students only, though, so if you're not a student, well, you might be able to sneak your way in. Or if you have a student for a friend, you could still get in. Spoon will be playing at the Commodore on the 7th. Wolf Parade will be playing with Holy Fuck at Richards on the 7th. Elizabeth will be playing with Fake Shark Wheel Zombie at Library Square on the 7th. And the Brian Jones Con the Massacre will be playing at the Commodore on the 8th. That is all the show listings you need for the next little while. And I hope you've got some plans to go to some of them. But here is some more MIA off of Kala is the name of the album. Last song is called $20. This one's called Paper Planes.
If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around here, I'll make a more day. I get one down in a second if you wait. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every stop I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every stop I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name.
All I wanna do is Already going hell, just pumping that gas. Democracy. Yeah, I got more records than the KGB. So, no funny business. You already are.
Catch me.
We are coming up to the end of the show, and that was New York New Young Pony Club off of their new album, Fantastic Playroom. Finally put together a full-length album. Thank good work, guys. Darko was up before that on his... He put together a mix for a car commercial, Toyota, I think. But it's pretty awesome. It matched together like a bunch of old Ninja Tune stuff, some spank rock, some stuff off of some other... record labels that are also in that vein, and it's all pretty sweet. This is Simian Mobile Disco, and make sure you stay tuned for Melanie filling in for Chris Horrific. Will be back next week, but Melanie is doing an excellent job, although she is really tired, but I still think she'll do a good job. And Alternative Radio will be up next.
In Latin America, it's the exact opposite. And it would be a tragedy if this new democracy, which has given a birth to hope once again on a planet which had given up on hope and which was desperate and which thought